Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Over 20 million Americans could be at risk of losing their health care as the Trump administration tries yet again to strike down the law known as Obamacare. More reopenings as COVID-19 cases are on the decline.
A chance to get cool. Westchester opens a couple of pools.
This is a work in progress because of social distancing.
I'm Sean Adams in White Plains.
Here in the city, growing concern over gun violence.
Two separate shootings last night leave a 9-year-old girl wounded and a woman dead.
It's scary. It's scary.
I'm Marla Diamond in East Harlem.
And in sports.
NFL training camps are still scheduled to open on time despite concerns for player safety.
Football is a non-essential business.
This is Brad Heller.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Good morning. I'm Kevin Rincone in for Wayne Cabot. Well, he's trying again. President Trump has long talked about getting rid of the Affordable Care Act. And late last night, his administration filed a brief with the Supreme Court arguing the law known as Obamacare is unconstitutional.
We're in the middle of a global pandemic. It's hard to think of a worse time for anyone, including the Trump administration, to say that we should end health care coverage for millions of Americans. The Trump administration is continuing with its legal argument that because there's really no longer a penalty associated with not getting health insurance, the entire Affordable Care Act is illegal because it can't be viewed as a tax without a penalty.
And that's Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson. The brief also includes a section specifically devoted to the Affordable Care Act's rules on pre-existing conditions, saying that should also be overturned. The case will not be heard until at least the fall. Here at home, there's continued progress in the fight against COVID-19, which means more reopenings.
Phase 3 can start as early as Monday, July 6th, and right now we are on track for Phase 3. That's exciting.
Mayor de Blasio says Phase 3 will include things like the return of rec areas, dog runs, some indoor dining, and personal care services. Today, 5 regions in upstate New York are entering Phase 4, the last phase of reopening. Also today, the reopening of 2 Westchester County pools. Our Sean Adams is with us in White Plains. Sean, Craig Allen will have the full forecast in a bit, but he says it'll be hot and humid all weekend, so I imagine this reopening is welcome news.
Absolutely. And it's really a big deal. Think about it. Things have been shut down for so long now. People have been desperate to swim. I can tell you there is one local swim team up here in Westchester. They have resorted to having workouts in the Long Island Sound because pools have been closed down. Well, you have a couple of them opening up now. Saxon Woods in White Plains. Sprain Ridge in Yonkers open at 50% capacity starting today, says Parks Commissioner Kathy O'Connor.
You can buy a wristband and you can leave, but then when you come back and we open at 11, we will have what we call an easy pass route so that you're not waiting on yet another long line.
So they're going to break this up into 2 sessions to try to get as many people in as possible. Those sessions, 11 to 2 and then 3 to 6. Now between those sessions, from 2 to 3, there will be intense cleaning and sanitizing. The county has hired additional staff, social distance ambassadors.
There will be staff that strictly stay on the boardwalk or on the deck, keeping families separated.
And then something else to look forward to. July 3rd, two more Westchester pools will open, Wilson Woods in Mount Vernon and Tibbetts Brook in Yonkers. Live in White Plains, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Well, not only are businesses, parks, pools starting to reopen, schools are expected to be back in session this fall. Here's our Steve Burns.
With spaced-out desks, one-way hallways, and mandatory face coverings, schools in Connecticut will look a bit different in the fall.
We know there are no easy answers, and nothing will be set in stone. We're prepared to serve our students and adapt as needed.
Connecticut Education Commissioner Miguel Cardona says the plan, as of now, calls for bringing back all students every day. Students could be placed in cohorts to minimize interactions throughout the day.
K through 8 is when it's most likely to be possible. In high schools, we're promoting wherever that's possible. Sometimes you can do ninth grade teams.
Buses are also expected to operate at capacity with added precautions,
including requiring that all students and operators wear face covering.
For parents or students reluctant to come back, Cardona says arrangements can be made to continue remote learning. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Later today in New Jersey, Governor Murphy says he will offer a school reopening plan ahead of the fall as well.
This guidance has been in the works for weeks and will take into account the many differences which exist among our schools and education communities, whether they be geographic, demographic, or economic.
Make sure to stay with us on the air and online as we follow that story. As more people take to the streets, there's been growing concern in the city surrounding gun violence. In recent weeks, we've seen a spike in shootings. Among the latest victims, a young girl. Our Marla Diamond is following this story and joins us from East Harlem.
Yeah, just 9 years old, Kevin. The girl, say police, was walking with her mom around 6 last night near the Park Avenue underpass on East 102nd Street when she was struck by a bullet intended for someone else. Pam Robinson, who lives nearby, told CBS2 what she saw.
I went outside and looked, saw the cops running, and what I did notice was blood on the steps. And I was like, where did this blood come from?
The shooting was followed by another shooting overnight at East 26th Street and 5th Avenue, where a 19-year-old woman was killed and a 21-year-old man was injured in a hail of bullets. Black Lives Matter protesters continue their sit-in, demanding a $1 billion cut in the NYPD's operating budget. Top police officials say that would set the city back 3 decades, severely compromising the progress police have made at keeping crime at historic lows. And we're live in East Harlem. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
And just ahead, we'll take you to the campaign trail. That's coming up after Craig Allen's full forecast.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. Live on 880 and on demand at WCBS880.com/roundup or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now on the Morning News Roundup, the WCBS forecast, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen. A nice day, not too humid.
No, not too bad with the humidity today. It'll be warm. It'll be up there, 84 to 88 for the afternoon. But again, the humidity at a tolerable level for today. It does start to increase tonight. There is a chance for a late night thunderstorm as it does so, 70 to 75. And then Saturday, the threat for a shower thunderstorm is with us at just about any time tomorrow. And it's definitely more humid tomorrow. Highs 81 to 86. Any thunderstorm during the afternoon has the potential to be heavy. Sunday, less in the way of thunderstorm activity around. There's still a chance, but it'll be up between 85 and 90, and also still humid on Sunday. A little uncomfortable on Sunday. Right now, 70 in the city, upper 50s to mid-60s in the suburbs. The humidity is 76%. No wind to speak of right now. Today's high, 84 to 88.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Good Friday morning. I'm Kevin Rincon. Wayne Cabot will be back with you on Monday. We head to the campaign trail, where on Thursday, former Vice President Joe Biden held an in-person event in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, a key battleground state in the race for the White House. Most of his events have been virtual because of COVID-19, and he talked of the need to work together to get through the pandemic.
We're going to have to step up as Americans, all of us, and do both the simple things and the hard things to keep our families and our neighbors safe, to reopen our economy, to eventually put this pandemic behind us. And sadly, we're going to have to do it without responsible leadership coming out of the White House.
Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, another key swing state, President Trump was at a shipyard promoting a new military contract, emphasizing job growth.
We were going through the single greatest year that we've ever had from an employment standpoint, from a stock market standpoint. And your 401ks right now, people have 401ks. They're very happy with President Trump right now because they're almost at the level that they were.
Before that stop, the president held a town hall in Wisconsin on Fox News.
President Trump revived his argument in favor of more stop and frisk, the controversial police practice of temporarily detaining, questioning, and even searching civilians on the street for possible contraband. Opponents point to data indicating the move disproportionately targeted people of color.
CBS campaign reporter Nicole Skaga says Trump also equated protesters to terrorists. The president plans to spend his weekend at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. Now with a look at sports and what you need to know, COVID-19 has had an impact, Brad Heller.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. NFL training camps, despite the pandemic, are going to open on time for now, right around July 28th. The preseason opener, though, that was canceled, scheduled for August 6th. The Hall of Fame game between the Cowboys and the Steelers. Other preseason games could be cut, too, to give teams more time to prepare. But the league is committed to starting the season. The opener on September 10th. And Saints safety Malcolm Jenkins told CNN that he is concerned.
Until we get to the point where we have protocols in place, and until we get to a place as a country where we feel safe doing it, we have to understand that football is a non-essential business. And so we don't need to do it. And so the risk, has to be really eliminated before I would feel comfortable with going back.
And it's not just Jenkins. Cowboys safety Ezekiel Elliott, who's still recovering from the virus, he expressed his concern on Twitch, saying, "I just don't know how they can keep the players healthy." The league and the Players Association have not agreed on the health and safety protocols yet, which includes the testing plan. And the first tee times at the Travelers in Connecticut, about a half hour from now, 6:45 this morning, Mackenzie Hughes will start with the lead, a 10-under par 60 yesterday. He is three shots clear of the field. Brad Heller, WCBS News Radio 880.
Thank you for joining us on this Friday morning. Here are three things to know. One, the Trump administration is looking to get rid of the Affordable Care Act yet again. In a late-night briefing or brief to the Supreme Court, the administration is arguing the law known as Obamacare should be struck down because Congress got rid of the penalty, which no longer makes it constitutional. In Westchester County,
it's not easy to open a pool.
But they're going to do just that today as COVID-19 cases continue to drop in and around the area. And three, exactly 1 month after his death, the House passed a bill in memory of George Floyd.
The bill is passed.
The George Floyd Justice in Policing Act includes bans on chokeholds and no-knock warrants, creates a national registry of police abuses, and makes it easier to both prosecute and sue individual officers in cases of misconduct. Earlier this week, Pelosi on CBS News Radio accused Republicans of not stepping up to the moment.
So far, they were trying to get away with murder, actually. The murder of George Floyd.
The bill now goes to the Senate. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
And if it passes the Senate, the White House says President Trump will veto the bill. Political analyst Larry Sabato says don't expect any change out of Washington.
It was surprising that it was so partisan. You expected a few defectors on both sides, and there were a couple, but this has turned into a very partisan exercise in both of the houses of Congress.
There could be changes, though, at the local level. There have been ongoing demonstrations all across the country, and many have turned their attention to local examples of police misconduct and needs for reform. In Colorado, the governor there told the state's top prosecutor to reopen the investigation into the death of Elijah McClain, a black man put into a chokehold by a suburban Denver police officer almost a year ago.
Last August, Aurora, Colorado police stopped the ski mask wearing 23-year-old Elijah McClain after a 911 caller described him as sketchy. McClain was walking home from the store listening to music. He resisted a police pat down.
I have no gun. I don't do that stuff.
Careful.
Arriving paramedics injected him with a sedative. He was pronounced brain dead 3 days later.
That's CBS correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti. Here in the city, many remain camped out in front of City Hall, calling on the city council to defund the NYPD. Download our daily morning news roundup podcast. Search for it wherever you get your podcasts. Type in WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup and subscribe today.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.